Now, children are unknowingly running up hefty credit card bills while playing free games on iPads and iPhones, despite a software update provided by Apple intended to prevent the problem. Well, Andy Robertson is a family gaming expert who writes for Wired magazine as Geek Dad. Welcome back to the programme. So what sort of games are we talking about here, Andy?
So these are the applications and games that you can download straight to your iPad or iPhone device, and also to Android phones. And there's a particular class of these games, which are the free ones. So it doesn't cost you anything to download them, but then once you start playing the game, they encourage you to make in-app purchases. And that's where perhaps children are unexpectedly running up quite large bills.
And how do they get the money off you?
So to be able to make these purchases on the phone, you need to have an iTunes account and have that account linked to your credit card. Then when you make the purchase, this is automatically billed to your credit card.
OK, so that's the picture. Listener Shireen Fraser contacted us after her 7-year-old daughter ran up a £216 bill making in-app purchases on one of the most popular free apps, which is Tap Pet Hotel.
We have an iPad at home, which my daughter uses regularly to play a couple of kid games. She wanted me to download something she'd seen at her friend's house called Pet Hotel. So we found it. It was a free app. I entered the password to get hold of it for her, and she's been playing it very happily, quite a lot, whenever she's allowed, over the last few weeks. I was very surprised to discover in my email that I had 3 receipts from iTunes to the cost of £69.99, and another one for £69.99, plus an additional £7. She had not realized when she'd clicked into certain parts of the game that she was actually buying things for money. So she had no idea that she'd spent this money. There was no demand for a password or anything like that, and so she assumed that she could just play the game and anything she did in it was free, and so did I. Apparently there is a message when you first go into the game, but I didn't see it because it was a free app. And subsequently I discovered that there is something in the iPad called in-app purchasing where the default is set to on. So it is entirely possible to do this, but I wasn't informed. I had no idea. I actually thought this was completely impossible, that a child's website could possibly involve that much money. I had a look with my daughter at the area where you can buy extra things. And what's interesting is that there is a long list of stuff that costs about 69p, and it amounts to points or money. And then suddenly the price goes up to £6.99, and after that you get £69.99. I think on iPads it's very easy to click a button by mistake anyway. It's not always clear how to get back to the previous step. And I think it's completely inappropriate, whatever your iPad is set to, that any child's game should have anything that costs more than, you know, a very small amount of money, like £5. It seems absurd to have £69.99 for anything in a kid's application, particularly if it was free.
Now, Shireen did eventually manage to get the money refunded from iTunes, but they told her this was a one-off special case. Well, we talked to Apple. They said that parents could easily use their parental control settings to restrict app downloading and turn off in-app purchasing. They also said that with the new operating software, iOS 4.3, not only is a password required to purchase an app on the App Store, but now re-entry of the password is asked for when making an in-app purchase. So have Apple solved the problem, Andy?
I think to their credit, the update does resolve the issue of in-app purchases. It still lets you buy apps and games themselves, but within the game, you have to always put a password. But the issue is that this is an update to these devices, and only if you've connected your iPod Touch or iPad to a computer and accepted that update will you be able to take advantage of it.
Because you've had direct experience, geek though you are.
Yes. I'm not sure if I should admit that, really, but my experience with my iPhone was that I thought it was relatively up to date, and I was trying this out to see how it worked, and I realised that I didn't have this latest version. And the issue there is it does take 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour, to apply these updates, and it's not always clear why you're doing it. And so I essentially just said, I'll do this later, and neglected to update it appropriately.
So what should parents do to protect themselves, basically?
I mean, I think the one of the key messages here, and this is what I would say to parents I'm in touch with, is that really play games with your children so that you can not only understand what they're doing and the purchases they're making, but also to enjoy the experience with them. Obviously, then, in terms of actually sort of legislating to stop any accidental purchases, there are a few things you can do on these Apple iPad, iPhone devices. You could turn off in-app purchases. But a solution I quite like is setting up an iTunes account for your child that's separate to your own account. And you can then either give them credit on a particular basis or just say, just use that account just to buy the free games.
Right. Now, we should say there is a disclaimer on the app Shireen's daughter used and many others, which does say... which tells you that you can purchase items in the game for real money and to disable the in-app purchase on your device if you don't want this feature. Some people will think, well, you know, Apple have really done all they can there, really.
Yeah, I think they've taken some good steps. And really what we're seeing here is a difference in expectation. Whereas we're used to on our home computers and maybe our video game consoles, they're set up for multiple people to use them. But on these phone devices, they're set up in such a way that they're really expecting one person to use them. And that's what you're seeing reflected here. But Apple has sort of closed some of those loopholes that were there.
Isn't the real fact that you actually wouldn't expect your children to be in a position where they could actually buy stuff for real money? You know, a game that's designed for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 year olds that enables you to spend sums like 70 quid.
Yeah, so I think there is maybe some blame at the door of the developer, or perhaps the sort of authorization of that game into the App Store. The game was obviously for free and was obviously going to be making money by these in-game purchases. And it seems slightly odd that you've got this such high ramping of cost. If it had just been down to the sort of 60 pence level, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation.
In Shireen's case and all other similar cases that have come to our attention, we know iTunes have refunded the money. They use phrases like a one-off gesture of goodwill. Will, if anyone's listening to this, wants, you know, feels they're entitled to a refund, what should they do?
I mean, obviously, they can go down that same route of contacting Apple, but there's no guarantee. They're not guaranteeing. It's a case-by-case sort of scenario, so I think they'll sort of evaluate each case on its own basis.
Andy Robertson, thanks very much indeed. And for full details of how to do all this and how to update your software, because you probably weren't taking notes, go to the You and Yours website, where Andy has written a blog that contains a step-by-step instruction. So, you know, this is really basically what you have to do.